I was a part of the team that went to WBAI. First thing that we've noticed was that there was an extremely dedicated and talented core staff, people who really cared about the station, really cared about Pacifica. That was definitely heartening to walk in and find that there was a lot of really good programming at the station, but as with all of our stations, there is those spots where there need to be changes or programming that is not as strong. Speaking to staff, speaking to anyone we could related to the station, we found that what they saw as the major dysfunction within the station itself in terms of hardware function was the phone system. They have an antiquated phone system which inhibits their ability to fundraise. Literally, they have push-button phones that look like they're from maybe the late 80s or early 90s. It's drastic, to say the least. That must be addressed. According to most that we spoke to, during fund drives, sometimes you can't tell which phone's ringing. Someone will go to pick up a phone, and another phone will be ringing instead. It's apparently out of hand, and it's costing revenue, according to folks in the station. So, of course, that needs to be upgraded as quickly as possible. The next thing that we found was that the electronics in the building were subpar. In general, the equipment was subpar. It's old. It's outdated. The station really needs an influx of new equipment. Even I kept commenting, I don't know how they're on the air with this equipment. There's no traffic coordinator at the station. So this makes it difficult in terms of scheduling carts, in terms of program scheduling, in terms of what's going to be on the air. When there was an emergency and they found that there wasn't a program in place, or a host might have showed up late or a host might not show up, the engineers were tasked with having to find programming pretty quickly, maybe going to AudioPort, maybe going to Pacifica Radio Archives, downloading something and getting that onto the airwaves. Their computer systems are, again, in disrepair and antiquated. They don't have a network in the building, per se. Many of the computers are connected to one server, but there isn't a true network within the building. And that can, of course, be a big problem. They've got a technical support person who's kind of held the station together with whatever kind of magic he does. Things literally look like they've been put together by this guy's ingenuity. So he's worked hard at that, but the equipment itself needs to be replaced, upgraded, updated. Fund drives are a problem we found there. There are rarely any fund drive meetings. Now, unlike other signal areas, I'm guessing, WBAI has already had at least 4 fund drives this year, which is incredibly taxing for the entire station, for the staff. So we thought that, or what we do is, a month before the fund drive, generally, our station begins to prepare. It's a little less time for them because they have to have them so frequently, but they aren't having regular meetings for fund drives. They're not discussing planning and strategizing for fund drives. It's falling largely upon a couple of folks, and this again stresses the system. And I have found, and especially at fund drive time, that when the staff is together in the room, working together, discussing what's going to happen, everything flows more efficiently during the drive. It is a necessity to have fund drive meetings, in my opinion. The fund drive premium registration, which is done electronically in our signal area, our webmaster built a page at WBAI. They do this by hand. Again, an antiquated system that can be replaced fairly easily with the help of a good webmaster, and from all reports, the one they have is a pretty good guy on the web. This would save the staff time. It would make the process of fund drive so much more efficient. There was a bit of tension around volunteers at the station. We found that there are factions, that people are responding to factionalism instead of just allowing volunteers in. Everyone seemed afraid that some list was going to be stolen. I don't know what this list is, but everyone's afraid of it, whatever it is at BAI. And so volunteers were actually removed from the station at points because someone feared they might have some agenda. Other volunteers weren't allowed into the station because someone feared they would have access to a list. And with the staff that they have, it's such a skeleton crew, they have to utilize volunteers as much as possible. The audience hasn't received premiums for, in some cases, 3 years back. No, really. 5 years back, as Linda will tell you. And this is outlandish. The audience feels insulted. It is no wonder they are no longer wanting to send their money to Pacifica. So this is an immediate need that must be addressed. programming. The staff reported that programming was basically put on or off at the whim of the PD. They also said they were unable to ascertain or verify any uniform policies being followed or enforced regarding programming. And we observed that there seemed to be a lack of diversity reflecting the really diverse communities in the city of New York. So finally, the two things that stood out was, to a person almost that we spoke with, they felt there were no structures or protocols in place in the station, and those things needed to be put into place. More importantly, they felt like even if we put those protocols into place, they needed enforcement from the very top, that someone had to be willing to step up and enforce whatever protocols were, or that they were no good. They said to us, if there are no protocols, if there's no enforcement, rather, there's no need to put protocols into place. Yes, we need protocols. Yes, we need procedures, but we need leadership mostly. That was the feeling that I left with. The folks that we spoke to felt like they needed leadership from the very top of the organization.